What's it like to ride downtown Kalamazoo's San Francisco-style Holly Jolly Trolley? WMUK's Erlene McMichael went to find out.
Where is Santa Claus Inn?
I'll stop there and show you.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to do this for years, but always working or having to get up early, so really didn't have the opportunity.
Kelly Casey, a Kalamazoo grandfather, is retired now. He rode downtown Kalamazoo's Holly Jolly Trolley for the first time, just like me, on Friday, December 1st, during Art Hop Night. He came with his wife, Patricia, and grandson, Thomas. However, many of the people I met that night have been loyal riders for years. Some were there when the Holly Jolly Trolley service started 13 years ago. Kathy Keast says it was memorable.
We live right downtown, and we got on, and people were giving us high fives and clapping because we got on. Yeah, the people on the trolley were like, yeah.
Today, 4-year-old Miles is in the holiday spirit. Miles breaks out running toward the golden and blue Holly Jolly Trolley when he spots it pulling up to the curb at Kalamazoo City Hall. He comes every year with his grandparents, Ron and Betty Hall of Portage, and his 6-year-old sister, Ruby. Betty says the trolley has become a holiday family tradition.
Oh, it's just fun to be able to go when the lights are on so you can see all the lights around town.
Miles' family boards. The trolley can hold 24 people on its vintage wooden benches. Above them are stringed lights and garland. There's music playing. Passengers are also known to break out in song on the outdoor porch.
Something about that back porch makes you want to start caroling, I guess.
Sue Huggett is marketing manager at the nonprofit economic development agency Downtown Kalamazoo, Inc. that oversees the Holly Jolly Trolley. Huggett says there's even more holiday lighting throughout downtown for trolley riders this year. Just like families return every year, so do some of the drivers. In fact, many request the shift.
A lot of times they, the kid's gotten so big, or, the people will talk to specific drivers just about how things have been for the last year.
Gene Wright II is general manager for B&W Charters that provides the trolley service, which is funded by grant dollars and area businesses. He says people come from as far away as Indiana. But while the Holly Jolly Trolley is an annual holiday tradition now, it was actually started in 2004 as a way to solve a temporary problem. A major parking ramp was closed for renovation during the holidays. Vicki Kettner says she was part of a team at Downtown Kalamazoo, Inc. that came up with the idea for the trolley.
It was decided that a trolley would be a great idea to get people moving from point A to B, especially to other parking ramps that might not have been so close to the retail sector, that being the Kalamazoo Mall.
Kettner says the trolley gave about 14,000 rides that first year.
Its success at the end of the season told us that we could not do it again.
You can ride downtown Kalamazoo's Holly Jolly Trolley Thursdays through Sundays until New Year's Eve. For a link to hours and a map of the route, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Arlene McMichael.